Blog Talk Radio.
Radio station coming out of California under the leader of Hamid Muhammad, who this show represent to get rid of all the hatreds in the world. It's the last stand, because a lie had been told on God. And since the lie has been told on God, and the human being that God has chosen with understanding of that, they have to remove that, or help remove that out of the world so the world can get back to be normal. Or get back to be productive. You can never be productive with unhuman beings. I don't care what they look like or what they play in or what they catch and run. They will never be productive because they would never classify or qualify to be human beings. Human beings supposed to love each other. God is a look like or what size or how tall or how wide they are. We supposed to love each other. That's the character of a human being. We haven't been human beings here in America since they made America and brought innocent people over here to work it and mistreat them worse than they do an animal. They cannot qualify to call themselves human beings. So we're here to remake the world, and it means remake the world, remake the mind, remake a human being. So we're here tonight. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I'm one of the co-host workers along with from Cato, Georgia, along with my wife from Cato, Georgia, Daya Akbar. We're here we are the ones that the co-host workers, along with Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who's been fighting in the struggle for a long time. Him and others, but Sujah especially, and also we have Brother Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, who is the Imam of LaGrange, Georgia. We have been one of the Imams on the show, and sometimes we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, when he's able to be here, and he's able to be here with his wife is very sick. She's in the hospital. They're working on her. She's been in there a while, and we pray that she get better and better, and that whenever they go back home, he can continue to work here on this Broad Talk radio station with us. Brother Muhammad out of Columbus, Georgia. And we have others to come on, sisters, Sister Karan Muhammad out of Baton Rouge. So we have people that are working, trying to bring about the human being, bring him back. And we have books and stuff from Imam Washidi Muhammad. And he the one that turned, showed us what the meaning of the Bible and Torah and the Al-Quran, praying and speaking to the human family. So we thank Allah for Imam Washidi Muhammad. So we'd like to open with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. Open this talk up so we can search for the solution to all the world problems, and don't never think that we don't have it. So we like to open up this prayer called Al-Fatiha. First, we would say it in the Arabic language, the language that all the prophets closely spoke, or none of them spoke English. And then we would say it in the English translation, God willing, as close as possible to the English. So here we go. Humbly, Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu, Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Walad-Dallin, Amin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We ask in Allah to continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favor on, and not of those who will coerce grace. Amen. So we thank you for calling in. We have our leader out of California, email Amin Muhammad. We'd like to bring him on. His hand is up in the queue. We'd like to bring him up and listen and see what he had to say. He always bringing us something good, something that needed, and about school, about business, or whatever it's about. It's always good to hear from my brother. Brother Amin, assalamu alaikum.
Okay, because I just had a word to say. What I want to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. What I want to say is that I looked up Spanish Moors. I was looking up Spanish Moors, and then I looked up the history. So because I had wanted to understand, you know, what was when she was talking about Spanish Moors. So what happened was that the Moors, this is what they say, the Moors were black Moors and they was Muslims. But what they did, they invaded Spain and they conquered Spain. That's what happened. They conquered Spain. And so there are Spanish Moors. But what I want to say that the one that was enslaved, they was dark, because that's all they was enslaving, was really dark, kinky hair, people, you know, like that. So during that time, so here in Baton Rouge, I mean in Louisiana, but there were Spanish Moors, because I never heard of that, but then when I read about it, there were Spanish Moors, alhamdulillah. That's why I wanted to tell her that, alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
So that
amen.
Yes,
sir.
So she was right. Yes. She was right about Spanish Moors. She was right about that, alhamdulillah.
Right, but all those names that was given to them, they were called Moors. They wouldn't call them Muslims, so they kept from calling them Muslims. They said Moors, and this is tricking the language. And this is what they did to throw the people off, or not to let the people know, give them the clear educational understanding what the Moors was. So they didn't say Muslim, they said Moors. Another way of dividing the people up, and they was the master in doing that. So they did. That's what they did. Said that divide. The people. So yeah, he may explain. Yeah, he may explain it all. That's how they, to keep dividing up like a Nation of Islam and American Muslim Mission. Satan always trying. His job is to divide and conquer, and. When we was all supposed to follow what Elijah told us to follow. Now he told us that he was not going to be here to lead us in what he had. And he told us someone going to come and change. Might say some of the things he said, might change them all. And that's what happened when Imam came in. He changed some of the things. And the people still wanted it to be divided, so they left with Farrakhan. So they didn't want to, and still today, there's a division that people say they follow Imam Y.T. Muhammad, and Imam said 85% of the Imam did not follow him. So that shows you that we have a problem, and this problem that went away, it is not look like it's going away and soon. Only the true believers will stay here. True believers stay in to follow the Quran to its conclusion, follow the word that were left there by Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, they'll be the real victorious one. And it's a shame that got to be said like that, because everybody that says Assalamu Alaikum is not no Muslim. And they don't believe in sharing in the unity that we're going to bring us together. So if they did, we wouldn't have, like you said, that so-called Muslim, got drug stores, got liquor stores, got pig paws. They would have all that stuff. So they want to spread that we die off with this knowledge that we have. They don't want us to share this knowledge with the world. And if it wasn't true, we would have every Muslim who really said that he a Muslim and believe in Allah and the Messenger, believe in the oneness of Allah, we would all be together working in a cause for all the problems that we all are under. No matter where we at in America, we all under that problem, especially when we change our name and live the kind of life that said we supposed to live, not eating the swine, being good to our wives. And they don't want to see us living a life like that, raising our children to be a good human being. They don't want that. And so we inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. But let me tell you something. Let me say something good about Farrakhan. And we was on a YouTube. I can't shoot that right to remember what the title was. But Farrakhan got on there, and the first thing he said was "La ilaha illallah," and then he started saying the prayer and a Fatiha. I mean, in Arabic, the Fatiha in Arabic, and when he started teaching, he was teaching Islam. He didn't teach none of that. And I said, wow. I said, and I was telling you, Josh, I guess it looks like it's time for us all going to come back together. I always thought about it. One day, I believe we all going to come back together. And it might be close, getting close to that time, because he was teaching Islam all the way through. I mean, he was speaking Arabic, and I said, No, I know Arabic, not Islam, but he never did speak anything about Allah in Arabic, and he wasn't saying nothing about black nationals.
Well, alhamdulillah, he must change because you can't call yourself a Muslim calling God a man, saying God is a man. God comes. So we will never be able to be together, because God is not no man. Master Farad Muhammad was never God. And then Elijah and his wife mentioned that. And they said the man never called himself God. And Elijah turned, and when he turned it over to his son, he turned all the other stuff loose that he had to use to get our people out of the darkness and bringing them in somewhat light to clean them up. So he had to use all that strategy. So we hope that Farrakhan say I appreciate the brother. One thing about it, I do say about him, although he didn't have used the full truth, he wasn't scared to say what he had to say to the world that would help the world treat us better. He was never scared to say that. I can't say that what he haven't said that he was afraid. Wasn't afraid to say, and he showed more courage than most of these imam that said they follow Imam Wahdi Muhammad. He did get out and get with the people and try to get the people to see a better way of living. He did try to do that.
Alhamdulillah. I guess some of us wasn't ready. That's all.
Well, we weren't ready, or we were playing game one. So we have a lot of problems, but we're going to deal with them, inshallah, and keep working and keep growing and keep going in the right direction with the help of Allah.
Alhamdulillah. But this is something else I had wanted to say. I said to myself, I know sometimes I'd be speaking a little violent, you know, about self-defense and, you know, about our children, you know, protecting themselves like that. But you know what I said? I said that because for them to learn how to protect themselves and learn how to even to protect themselves and even if they have to protect themselves, you know, with their enemy, you know, because they be shooting at them. But anyway, what I want to say is that I say that because so they could get right, so they could have a chance to get right with Allah. Because just like we did, we had a chance to get right. So they have a chance too. Let them get right with Allah. That's one thing, you know, that's what I said, you know, so they could have a chance to get right with Allah. And they need to learn how to protect themselves. They shouldn't just sit there and just, and then you know. One thing, the mercy of Allah says Satan will always show his face. So Allah, you're going to know when you automatically, you're going to know what to do, when to start defending yourself or leave it alone. That's what I'm saying. So we need to definitely teach them how to do that, because I observe we are the only one that be on YouTube, that shows on YouTube, that getting shot down by the police. I say I don't see the Mexicans. I don't see nobody else. I don't see the Caucasian getting shot. When they do something, they run them down. They run them down and tackle them down before they even shoot them. And then, like I was talking to my sister, she said, yeah, and another thing is when they show family, they always show, they never show us like with a family, but they'll show like a sister with a bunch of children and with no husband. That's what they show them all the time. I say, you're right. That's right. So, alhamdulillah.
So what you're saying is not wrong, and that's what they want us to think. When we say something of truth, they want us to call us militant. But the truth will set them free, and the militant is them. They are the militant. They're the one doing the shooting and the killing. We trying to prevent that. We ain't shooting and killing. They're cheering. We have too much love for the human race that want to shoot and shoot their children in the back. You're right. Every time you look at the internet, all the African Americans been shot. I've seen it over and over again. People, one man on the ground, the police pulled a gun out and shot the man while he was on the ground and shot him dead. Nothing is supposed to be done about that. And they want to call us a savages. Who is the real savage? Who is the ungodly? Who is the unjust people? So we have to let them know that we see that. And we have to tell them. And even if you said, if they kill one of us, we kill one of them, that you wouldn't be wrong for saying that. Everything in nature defends its children. They're not a spider. They're not an ant that won't fend his child. And African American women are raising their children to be sacrificed by these so-called ungodly law enforcing agents. Supposed to be the police. They are not police. They ain't number terrorists with blue suits on that they've been hired as police, and many of them Ku Klux Klans and other organizations that they are in, and they got on the police force to kill and to get rid of us who they supposed to be protected and serving. Yeah, you got a right to say what you have to say. You, especially you female, because y'all produce the babies that been shot down and been slaughtered by the so-called police officer, which is not a police officer. It really is a terrorist or gang member with a badge, that's all. And they should lose their life. And they lost their life. If that eye for eye and a tooth for tooth, we was to start exercising that, you would see less our children shot down, starting with Trayvon and the rest of them. They've been shot down by so-called people who supposed to be protecting the community. If we had to kill one of their child, you and I know not to say nothing. Well, that child would have been, the person that killed their child would be ready to be put in jail for the rest of his life or given a legal injection but they would have dealt with him, and most of them would have stood by and say he got exactly what he deserved. But when it comes to that Caucasian, when he killed us, we some of us look like we go blank minded. What to do about that person that killed our child? No, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If we get that attitude, you kill one of ours, we're going to kill one of yours. That'll stop. I believe that. You ain't going to kill no Jew. You ain't going to shoot no Jew down like
that. That's the same thing I was telling you, God, too. The same thing. If they follow that, because God says, God says that, and then it says in the Old Testament and the New Testament and in the Quran, you're right. And they say any person, you know, wants to defend themselves.
Yeah.
They say it's the law of nature. It's the law of nature for you to protect yourself, you know, alhamdulillah.
Protect your children, all the pain and all the up all night and all the different change you had to go through to bring that child in the world, and you're going to let some person who call himself a police officer take his life because he didn't have a gun. He tried to talk to you, tried to tell the officer that he ain't did nothing, he ain't broke no law, and he still get shot down without a gun. That's a terrorist. That's not a human being. That's not a person should be over us. And the law will not going to deal with him like the law said they supposed to, then we had to deal with him. We had to deal with her. We got women doing the same thing, killing African-American youth and getting away with it. So whether she be a female or male, she should be done away with. And as a mother and father, what's a cute, and hurt one of them people, should nothing be done. We all should stand up with that mother and father who fought back to keep her child from dying by hand of a evil, wicked person. They should be dealt with. That's the way I see it. You can't
that's
go
that
out
image.
Talking, yeah, pray,
that's that
pray
image,
without,
my brother.
Pray without work don't count for nothing. You're right. So.
That's that image. That's all they see is that. That's what it is. It embedded them. That image. They're afraid because of that image.
Well, God said we're about to take one. So that's a wrong. They got that. They got to stop doing. That's a wrong. They got to straighten up. That's a wrong. That's a wrong. That's in the world. That got to stop in all of us all to enjoy this world. That's a wrong. You can't kill people and said, well, you killed them, and then you lie. Then you beat them up. They show them on the internet where they beating them up, telling the person stop resisting. And how you not resisting, and you've been almost electrocuted by that little hand. Then you've been pepper sprayed. How in the world are you not moving? You're trying to keep your eyes. You try to keep that stuff from coming to your eyes. That shock is hitting your body. How are you not going to move? And then they tell you quit resisting. Then they get tired and shoot you and blow you away. That we can't continue to live like that. That's not a civilized society. That's not a society that believes in Christ. That's an evil, wicked society that have left scripture, and the people is not doing themselves a favor. They were showing the movie the other night, and this young man got shot down by the police. And what the mayor said, what the Caucasian mayor said, all they going to do is march anyway. I iron over this. We'll offer them. We'll tell the people that we're not going to even charge the man. They had nothing to charge the man with. Charge him because he jaywalked. Then he jaywalked. Then they want to harass him and mistreat him, talk to him in any kind of way. And then when they got tired of shouting six times and said he resisted, he reached for a gun. But the people had recorded everything that had happened. And they sent that to the post, and they found these people guilty, like Abraham here in Georgia. They found them two Caucasian, three of them guilty, and two of them going to be in prison for the rest of their life. And then they still got more charge. You can't keep doing wrong. The weather is talking to us. All across this country, the weather is telling us you can't keep doing wrong and think that Almighty going to continue to let you live your life comfortably. No, that ain't going to happen. You're going to have too much snow, too much rain, and too much fire. But whatever you get, you order it by not doing right on God's earth. And God is letting us know we can't continue to do wrong and get good. We ain't going to happen. This is the day of judgment. And this COVID-19 and all the other disease that affecting America, now affecting our children, should make us wake up and say it's time for sincere prayer. It's time for the human being, the human family, to get real with itself and start being kind and nice to each other instead of being the open enemy of each other because of our color that God gave us. We didn't order it. We didn't act for it. God gave us what he wanted to test us in. And God is the tester. And we should love what God has given every human being and respect it. Until we get like that, this image and every, all these songs that they singing, they're saying people under the ground because that's where they're going. Somebody, thank you, Jesus, and Jesus, my Lord, and save all these dumb songs they done employed and they done planted in our neighborhood that the wicked Negro preachers keep teaching, and they are wicked Negro preachers because they know God is not a man. They know, they hear what the Muslims said. Not only the Muslims, the good Jews have said the same thing, that God is not a man, that we are all human beings. But they ain't acting it out. They all they want is some money and prestige and look like they can do some things. And the only thing they're doing is putting us in the grave, marrying us, and now they marrying two men or two women. So they done left all the good scriptures God done told us to look up to. They eyed over that. They don't even bring that up, what God say, marriage between a man and a woman. Love your neighbor. African America don't want to see no African American neighbor. They want to see Caucasian neighbor. Like our football players and basketball players, they don't want to marry nobody look like their mama. Why? Because that image, because of the image in the world, because the image on TV that the Caucasian people are the best people on this planet Earth, and they don't have a history nowhere of being that. So we are here. That's why this Block Talk radio station here tonight, to correct all that sickness and madness. And you will not be wrong speaking the way you speak and then feeling sorry, talking about you, people want you to feel that you militant. No, nobody wants you to feel that you are militant, but the people themselves who control this situation, and they want you to feel sorry because that's all they want you to do is pray and march and not do no more than that, hold a sign. They don't want you bringing this truth clearly out in front of the people, that these people are the most evil people in the world, and that's just what they should be called, the judges and the solicitors and all these them people that's supposed to be detectives. They ain't them a criminal themselves. So we have to point that out. And the Donald Trump has come out and said that they, by like you said, next year, in 2024, they want to take this country back. And take it back. It's a country they call for only Caucasian people themselves. Because they know not to bring that food to me, talking about a white man or a black man. I asked him, show me some white people. The scripture said, even the Webster said, white means pure. Ain't nothing pure about what they did to us. Ain't nothing good about what they did to us. And many of them, according to the scripture, they burn it in hell for what they did to us. Nobody leave God's planet Earth without getting God's judgment. You can't do wrong and expect to get good, mistreating us and doing what you did. What you did, God said he the revenger. That's one of our law's attributes. He is the revenger, and he has revenged. He going to reward us for all the suffering that we did under these evil, wicked, ungodly people hands. So I believe that. I believe that why God has kept us civilized and human beings and conscious and kept and turned us back into this religion of Islam so we can help remake this world. And you know this wicked and ungodly, insane world got to be remade with all these insane people in it that act out every night on TV and get away with it. Show their nudity, their nakedness, show all the craft of evil and gets away with it every night on a movie, call it a movie. Call himself movie star. Not starring in my life. Not those evil people that I see. I don't care what their names are. I said they are the evil sorcery that God tells us to stay away from. And they themselves ought to be leading the way. But they can't lead their way, then they're going to have to follow the good guys that God done gave us. Oh, well, they'll be destroyed. They ought to be destroyed. So, okay, if anybody else want to say anything, it's time to do so. And, sister, thank you so much. Anything else you want to say?
Alhamdulillah. No, I'm okay. Thank you.
I thank you. You spoke up like a real mother. You spoke up. That woman that God put in you. Welcome out. That woman. Huh? So we men, we supposed to be the ones that protecting and protecting of our family. We the ones who supposed to set the guidelines to protecting every child that's best born. One thing this movie showed me the other night, if we men don't get out, get these young boys and take them to the park, teach them how to carry themselves, how to exercise, how to use their mind, how to be a man one day themselves, how to treat women. If we don't line up to treat them, show them how to do that, then we are gonna be a lost people. We are gonna be a people just about extinct. Because all that is missing, us being a man to our young men, and some of the women being a woman to the young girl, because this world is out to make all the young girls think that they are not showing their behind, they are not got a tattoo or earring coming out of their face somewhere, they not a sexy or not a woman that should be desired by a man, and never have they have a man. Now, they don't have a man. They are making little boys out of our man, even with the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they talk tough, but they can't do nothing. Else. They can talk tough to each other, but they can't talk tough to the educational system. They can't talk tough to the unemployment system. So they can talk tough to each other. They got us trained to talk down on each other, to look down, to disrespect each other. So we got to reverse all of that. Huh? Our friends are the same one that follow the scripture, no matter what they look like or what color they are, because they didn't pick their color. They are human beings. When they act like human beings, we act like human beings. When they act like they're not human beings, then we need to divorce ourselves from them. We need to keep our money in our pockets. We shouldn't be giving animals our money to take that money to eat us up or destroy us or destroy our family line, destroy our next generation. We shouldn't be giving them money to keep us down, keep their feet on our neck. Cause that's what we've been doing. We give them all this money back to hold us down, and then they pass law to keep us down. And then we try to come up, and we can't come up because we ain't got no power. And when you ain't got no money, you ain't got no power. When you ain't got nobody educated to speak up for you, when you can't speak for yourself, you ain't got no power. And that's where the power lies, in education and having the youth, having the one coming behind us with some courage. They ain't got no courage. We already messed up. Huh? Can't have no homosexual looking after us, or half man or half woman, so-called man or so-called woman protecting us. They got to be 100% genuine human being all the way. So thank you, sister, for speaking up. I hope many more of you do, because you can't be your child partner. You can't be your child friend. You got to be a mother or father. And you got to know when to put your feet down and when not to. When to agree just to disagree. We have to also, there's no clashes, but being a good mother and father. Nothing but common sense. God said we must use common sense. And all children and all children that we have to talk to them different. Everyone is an individual. Even the mother and father is an individual, both to be one, working together. And Imam said that we should never argue in front of our children. Never let our children see an argument. And when our children come to us and say, Daddy said something, she or he should hear, what did your mother say? And that should be the golden rule. What did your mother said you can do? And that's why they won't be trying to manipulate the two, putting the two against each other. And the children get well educated that in the public school how to manipulate their mom and daddy. And the public school has been another enemy of our family, because the public school said if your mother and father discipline you, we're gonna come out there and lock him or her up. What kind of school system is that? Instead of saying, let bring your mother and father in and see what they say. No, you tell your child not to go out that night, and he, that child, and not supposed to be going to a party. You put your feet down. The child go to school and tell school teacher that my mama and my daddy abused me. Guess what? Mama and daddy going to jail. Because this is the kind of system they set up in the public school. It's not set up to keep the family together or work with the family. It's set up to destroy and divide and to conquer the family. And the family member in that family is a good person. It's designed to take all that good family member money out of her or his pocket. That's what the public school got set up. So they ain't set up to keep the family together. Not no public school. So we had to think about that. Why Sister Clara Muhammad Stewart in the dope wouldn't allow her children to go to no public school and be turned into a helpless person begging them for a job. And that's what the public school wanted to do. Go there for 40 years, go 5 years here, 10 years there, 5 years here, and then come back and ask for a job. That's why they brought us over here for a job. And one of the things they have done on us, and done a big job on us, to take away all our courage and knowledge and all our understanding on how to be a good human being, and make us feel empty about ourselves, that we ain't nothing but a bunch of niggas. The word niggas means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. And that should be they forte. That should be on them. They want been the master niggas. They have. I'm talking about the Caucasian people. And they ought to be shaming themselves. This is love talk to them. They ought to be shamed what they did. And I'm sure many of them burning in hell for what they did to us. There's no free pass. No one gets away with nothing. So what we are trying to do is help them. Dr. King tried his best to help them. Elijah Muhammad did his best to try to help them. Elijah Muhammad went so far to tell them that they children had become a devil, and they were devils, and they were raising devils, and that is exactly what they have been to us, devils. They haven't been no honorable people that we see in the movies and the Western pictures. You go to look at all them Western pictures, and you see all them kind and cowboys and stuff trying to make America right. What, that ain't nothing but a trick that they gave us to keep us imaginarized like that. Some real people like that, some real, decent, honest people, trustworthy people, and we haven't seen none yet, especially in the courtroom. Huh? So we thank God for this day in China where they send 3 Caucasians away for life. But they didn't do nothing when they killed Emmett Till, when they drug Emmett Till to the street. All them Caucasians did that to that boy. And then the lady come back a year later, said she lied, and they still didn't do nothing. Then who going to do something? Allah, who's in charge and sees and knows everything. So anybody else want to say anything, I'm going to be quiet and let somebody else come in and talk or see what y'all want to come in. Sister Karan, you want to continue to talk? You got it. Anybody else want to talk? Match one, come into the queue, and we'll see your mic on. We'll cut your mic on where you can share what you have to say with us. Amen. Sister Karan? Sister Karan? Suja, Muhammad. Freedom fighter, human rights fighter. I'm talking about, no, he ain't no civil rights fighter. He's a human rights fighter. Suja Muhammad.
Assalamu
alaikum. Suja. Well, like,
Alhamdulillah. You was on a road.
Well, I wasn't
going to pull you off the road.
Well, you qualified.
If you weren't saying nothing, I cut in on you. You know, I sure would cut in on you.
Well,
if they were to
check my past and my history, if they wanted to deal with the person that would cause all of this, then they had to start.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are.
I see, I know a little of your history.
When you see
I know some of your history when you slapped that white man.
Yes, sir.
So
I know your history.
Me and Brother Ibrahim,
we were talking about you today, and I was telling him how they came and tried to smear your name and try to set you and then saying that you were this and that lying on you. So I told them, all them guys would come together, let's put our name on this paper and let's forget about what done happened and let's move forward. And we all going to put our name on this paper. We all going to support
Allah
you.
Akbar.
Nobody show up for me.
Allah Akbar.
Alhamdulillah,
brother.
Satan victory is over with. Satan had the Muslim all over the country coming there, and all they were doing, trying to get us to worship them, trying to make us think that they had so much until you biting them come out on Dawah. And you the only one I ever know biting people that say they know so much about Islam. They were this and that, and they was traveling all over the country. And you write them come out on, and they wouldn't even open their mouth when they got out there, huh? So they show they don't have nothing, but they look like they dress like they from the east, and they look they alhamdulillah and all of that. They mean nothing when they have no soul to stand up for what's true. All they do is trying to keep things. Keep you believing that they are the light, they are the way, and they what they said is what's going to be final results. And you let them know that ain't true. Y'all, they come here and y'all do is brag on Prophet Muhammad. Every time somebody say Prophet Muhammad, you say Allah Williams, but when they say Allah, they don't say nothing. When you told them that, they didn't say nothing. Went in the room and sat down. And they mongle among themselves, and they never said anything out the way of disrespect. And the only thing they show was they respect what you have told them because they know you were telling the truth. So, alhamdulillah, I don't get
you.
I ain't talking about what I'm talking about what I seen when I was there. I'm a witness to it. I bear witness to that.
Alhamdulillah. I will praise be to Allah. We thank Allah, brother.
Yes, sir.
A lot of bring us, you, Brother Ibrahim, and Muhammad, and all the sisters together, for nothing, you know. So I'm gonna finish open up with Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify, and I also bear witness that there's only one creator, just one. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad, is the last prophet. You know, he's the seal of the prophet. After Prophet Muhammad was given the Quran, and he passed it on. He passed it on to the world. You know, that was all we need. That was all we need. So if we just apply first study the wisdom, the Uswa of Prophet Muhammad, study how he does things, and study that Quran, read that Quran, and get an understanding of the Quran. That's what we got to do. We as a people. Is tailor-made for the Quran. We're tailor-made for the Quran. What we went through wasn't for naught. It wasn't for nothing. You know, everybody can't say that they went through slavery. You know, and everything was taken from us. Our family thing was divided. And we went through a whole lot of oppression, poverty, and things like that. We got people who's trying to go through what we went through. That's actually happened here in America. We got some Caucasians trying to go through what we went through because they know that pressure produces diamonds. They know that. Pressure. So we went through the pressure, you know, and the people that I'm talking about was the hippies. They call them hippies. They try to suffer. They try to go through suffering, and they try to go through oppression. They put the American flag on their butt, they supposed to have been turning down a wealth that their family had illegal gotten, they turned it down. And they just tried to live on the land. And they went through some things because they saw that it's the African American is the one that is the true citizen of America. How could you say you're a citizen of America and you enslave one of the citizens? You enslave one of the nationalities. How could you say you're a citizen of America and you annihilated the Indians, the peoples that save your life? And the way that they treated the Chinese, got them high on opium. Caucasian people don't have nothing to say. They don't have nothing to say. A Ku Klux Klan, that's the most ignorant and backwards person that can put on shoes. A Ku Klux Klan. He hates black people, and he hates Jews. That's an ignorant person. See, you can't fight the peoples that you need in order for you to be somebody, in order for you to have power. You can't kill them. You can't fight them. But what they did, when war broke out, who they call on? African American. That's who they call up on. Who produced the culture in America? African American. You wouldn't have music, songs, and art, the red light was invented by African American. I got a whole list of things that the African Americans invented here in the this country, and ain't getting no credit for it. So when you talk to a person that's ignorant, you know, just listen to them. Just listen to them. And everybody else is going to see their ignorance. Let them talk. Now, if you feel guilty, then try to stop them from talking. But you, the people, they ain't going to know which one of y'all is the fool. But let them talk. I know I'm not afraid that they gonna say something that gonna hurt me. Because I'm bearing witness that there's only one God and the human being is God's servant. I'm bearing witness to that. I'm bearing witness that there's one creator and one creation. Creator and creation. And there's nothing in the world that is like the Creator. No other creator other than the Creator that created the water, the air, the food, all the living creatures on earth. And he created a human being. And he showed the world his mercy because he gave us that which we need to sustain ourselves. He gave the man a mother and the woman. He's showing his mercy. So when the ignorant come forth and say that God got a son, how ignorant can you be? He's obvious. He's obvious. Ignorant. And he tell you to read his scriptures. That you don't understand his scripture. Allah said, he called you a fool, but he's a fool, but he don't realize. He's a real fool. So we just take our time and keep on presenting La ilaha illallah. There's no God but God. And Muhammad and Rasulullah. Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He's the prophet of Allah. He's God's servant. That's what we teach. And we take this teaching out to the world. This teaching is so powerful until we don't have to change it up every day. It's just that powerful. It solves everything. Everything. Allah says in the Quran that there is a cure for everything, for all the problems in the Holy Quran. So if you haven't read the Quran, you're doing your own self a disservice. You're not hurting us. Don't read it. Keep on reading the Bible. Keep on reading the Bible and see how far you're going to get. You got another generation that's being raised up and they ain't going to take no mess. Well, where we were just talking about an eye for an eye and two for two, we didn't practice that. This next generation going to practice eye for eye and two for two. So you keep on doing what you're doing and see how long you last. So we bear witness that there's only one creator. We pray, we get up and we pray to this creator. We get up early in the morning and pray to the creator. We pray to the creator when the sun goes down. And we as believers, we gonna be going through Ramadan, and it's a time that we fast. From all these things that we love, because the Creator asks us to do this. We fasting from things that will literally take our life if we didn't have it. For 1 month. And we studied that book, the Holy Quran. And we do dawah. Now, it's just so happened. The brothers and sisters here on the message of concern, we do this on a regular basis. We just don't wait for Ramadan. We do it, does it on. You always gonna have some people's gonna move out further than others. But are we asking you to glorify us? No. We firmly say all praise is due to Allah. We doing this because we want to do it. Allah said that those that go out and do what we are doing, and the one that don't go out is not equal. They are not equal. If we go out and help the needy, the poor, the wayfarer, the people in need, while our other brothers and sisters stay at home, in the summertime, they get up under air condition, and in the wintertime, they go in and they suck up the heat. They're not equal to the person that goes out into the cold and goes out into the hot weather, the hot sun. Allah said they're not equal. And those that goes out going to get their reward in paradise. We believe that. We not only believe that, we practice that. We apply that in our life. The reason we're talking to you tonight is because we are practicing. We're practicing Reverend God. And we are God country. We believe that everything that we do, God sees it. God knows it. So we don't do things and think that God don't, act like God don't exist or God don't see it. We're God conscious. We know that this creation that was created didn't create itself. Like some people try to tell you that this creation creates itself. So brothers and sisters, inshallah, we gonna keep on teaching. And we pray that Allah bless all of us that get out and try to pass on the truth that we learned in the Holy Quran. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. Alhamdulillah, don't go anywhere. Alhamdulillah. Like he said,
yes,
he said with scripture, what Allah said, that the one that stays at home and seen no harm, I'm not threatened, and believe me, going out and talking to the people about the oneness of God, you like putting your life on the line, because most people don't understand, and they refuse to understand, and they don't want to understand. And you're not trying to force the understanding on them. You're trying to keep it to yourself. You're trying to make sure that you understand, that we understand that there is no God but Allah. And no matter what we do, all praises are due to God, because we didn't put ourselves here. And we are fighting the cause of one God. And we, you know, when we go to McDonald's or we go to a grocery store or in a bank, and we're talking to the people, and believe me, we don't see no superiority. We see brother, or we see human beings. And we talk, we're not trying to save one brother, we're trying to save all of us, because we all are the children of Adam. When little David was told to fight, he didn't want to fight, but when that big monster, when that big ugly behavior started disrespecting the Creator that sent him here, little David had to go to the creek or to the lake and get 5 smooth stones. And they said little David was a little small fraction of a human being, and this big old monster that he had to fight. He said he took that one stone and hit that big monster upside the head, and he came down like a big old tall oak tree. Huh? Truth hit falsehood in his head and bust out his brain. And that's our job today. Not to be afraid of the criticism coming from the criticizer, but only fear the one who gave us this life and who's going to call this life in that he gave us back. And that's his Allah. One Creator. Huh? We love Christ Jesus, but we ain't going to worship no man. We love God, but we are not going to love or worship nothing other than the one who sent them and who sent us. And that's who we worship. And we know the truth is stand out clear from falsehood. And we know falsehood is perishing when the truth is coming around. So we thank Brother Sujar. Anybody got any questions, ask Sujar. And if just hold on, he ain't going nowhere. And he coming back. And we got Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia on. Brother Ibrahim, as-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Right, we didn't want to leave you out of this great moment, because we all got something to say. A lot of inspired all of us. I'm talking about ever since I met Sujar and then Brother Norman, I've been inspired to keep this truth going whenever I get opportunity. And the only way I met you, I met Commando, I met Time Out Quill and Samir and many, many more that I don't have time to call all their names. So we alone, brothers like yourself, Brother Suja, and I hope you share with us what you heard on the internet yesterday, you and your wife, share with me. I hope you share that with us tonight and let us just let us know what we are up against and what we're fighting. So I'm going to turn this over to you, and you present it the way you see fit or say what you want to say, however you want to say it. So may Allah continue to bless us all. I'm turning it over to you. As-salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah. As long as I'm telling the truth. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. All the bad witnesses testify nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone, who has no associates, no partners. This creation of His is His solely to rule and govern by Himself. And all the bad witnesses testify that the final revelation to man, to woman, here and around the world, came through Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, upon his family, his companions, our beloved leader, Imam Wardi Muhammad, who has guided us, and he has guided us aright. Before I get to that part, what you asked about, I'm going to put it on the tail end of this. I was watching, and you know how you watch some movies on TV, and anyway, in New York City, they had guys, this one European, he must have been the leader, and he was organizing young guys to go out and attack Muslims, mosques in New York, synagogues, churches, halal stores like that. Now, he's an older Caucasian, but the language he was using, I said, all praise be to Allah. They are so upset that they don't have the reign and the rule and the power no more that they used to have. Then he revealed that the racism that they had betrayed all this time since we've been in America was hidden under Jim Crowism and white supremacy. And the house on white supremacy was the church. Now think about that. That's why we know we're not saying all Christians are bad and the religion of Christianity is a good religion. But it's the people who have took it over. Now since they don't have no power, they are losing the ideal in people's mind that the image they put on the cross is not serving them no more like it used to. They looking at it now, they want to tear them, pull it down themselves. But it behooves me to listen, like our leader taught us, listen at the language. When they be talking, listen carefully, and they'll tell you what's going on. Now, that was a little skit that I brought up what they're doing. But see, they aren't even paying society what they're going to try to do. And we way ahead of them because Allah has blessed us through the leadership of Prophet Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. To do what? To learn how to listen and connect the language. You can read it. If you don't know how to connect it, you're going to be lost too. Because you're going to be fumbling in the dark. When you can't connect something, you're in the dark. Dark is ignorance. You don't have no light. Knowledge is light. Once you can figure out a thing, you come into the light of understanding of it. And then it's up to you now to not only see it, but believe it. And put into your everyday language, your everyday living. You got to live this word. You just can't say it and then don't live it. So we know what we're up against, but the good part is that that image done failed them now. Somebody's talking about something, and they hearing it. It's no coincidence that they would make that kind of statement on TV. That they're losing and they don't want to go out the world like this and people that came over here and took over. And like they say, it's 11 million people in New York and over 2,000 different nationalities. And this is what they're dealing with. So they so angry now because they don't have the job, the money, the political clout like they used to have. And now they're angry now because that image ain't serving them no more. How can it serve them when they own books say, that's a doomsday. If you accept that over the Creator, that's a doomsday. You almost finished. So that's why Allah had to send Prophet Muhammad first We're talking about 1,440-some years, 45 years, give or take, to bring in, he championed in that direct link to Allah for the human being. Showed us how to worship Allah properly, how to love each other, how to study, how to connect the language and help the people understand. And that spirit from Prophet Muhammad and his Sahaba, it found its way all the way down there 1,445 years down to the leadership of Imam Wadi Muhammad. Now, listen to that blessed death. Let me give you this to connect with that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive me, say in Grand Paradise, had a meeting with Imam Muhammad in his office. And he wanted to know why Imam Muhammad wasn't teaching from the Bible. And Imam Muhammad said, well, Daddy, he said, I'm not comfortable with teaching the Bible. And he said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad dropped his head for a moment and lifted back up and told him, he said, son, it's not your job to teach the Bible. You were born to teach the Quran. Oh, here we go. You were born to teach the Quran. Is that what Prophet Muhammad brought, the Quran? So that Quran brought his way all the way back down to this Muhammad, who he connected himself with, who brought the revelation. And he lived his life the same way that Prophet Muhammad lived his life, from A to Z. Then he taught us how to live that same life that Allah wants us to live so we can reap the rewards. We want to be rewarded for the efforts that we put forth. We ain't asking for nobody for no money. We know that Allah is going to bless us. And what greater reward that you can receive than God sending it to you, giving you what you want to work with. So that's our protection. But we're seeing now, like I say, we heard a word. See, the word we heard, they're upset now, the European here in this country, and maybe the world over, because that image is not giving them the power anymore. People are denouncing it. People are not really accepting that no more. It's just a thing where people living on now is not the knowledge of the image. Satan still got the people under a spell. They just living now off the what? If he got them under a spell, he got them in a position where they can't hardly really see or figure out what's going on. He got them under his influence. But the change of influence that he had under is breaking now. Because why? Because what we are saying, worship no engraved images above me, from the heaven above or the earth beneath. This is what God is telling us in their scripture, and we're using them scripture. And when we use their scripture, what we're trying to do is bring them to the forefront of their mind. What they scripture saying? See, they've been bamboozled too. They've been tricked. But their scripture would help them see the light of understanding and not the darkness of ignorance. And they're going to wrestle with it for a while. We wrestle with it coming into Ellis line. But they're going to wrestle with it because, see, they got more to lose than we do. They know that their image not working the magic on the people like you used to. Ain't no whole community lights in the house lit up no more around the holiday. No, you don't see that no more. The new year came in, I heard about two or three pops, and that was it. When you used to, 4 or 5 years ago, they were shooting all night long. But the image has failed them, and all we got to do is use our intelligence, use the knowledge and the light of understanding that Allah has blessed us with. And keep moving forward. We don't came too far to turn around now. Ain't no stopping us now. Because we don't call the spirit, and it's contagious. And anybody we come in contact with, and we dollar with, they're going to get it, the spirit too, and it's going to be contagious to them. We might not see them for a month or two, because they'll go in their house and cut themselves off from everybody because of something you told them. And then when you see them again, I'm ready to join on with you. That's how we're going to win this battle. And we ain't got to raise nail rock. Because God's working that for us. If you check your weather station out, look what's happening in cities and states that haven't had 20, 30, 40 inches of snow. The whole highway 95 up in Virginia Pass shut down almost 30-something hours at a standstill. People running out of gas because the highways had the black ice and all that snow where they couldn't move, and the trucks can't get there because all the cars and trucks got the highway shut down. Keep looking at the news. Only thing they can really do when you look at the news and they tell you about the weather, they just hinting that something's going to happen. Allah let them kind of guess certain things. But I don't care what they guess, they're not in control of it. They can guess, but Allah's in control. He the one that calls the weather to be like it is. All them fires out there in Colorado. Fire burned up everything out there, and then the next day, 3 or 4 inches of snow. And that's what scripture saying. It'll come to a time when you see fire and water running side by side. That's scripture. So now we see it. Now, I was watching a video on YouTube from the sister imam down in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was saying that him and the imam that's with him, they had made an agreement that they didn't want to be like the imam that they seen it came up under. Because the imam that they seen came up under, they was always on it, they was always at the mic, they was always inviting people. But he say, we agree that we don't want to do that. We just want to lay back. That's why you ain't got tied in. And that's why you ain't following Imam Muhammad. See, you can mention Imam Muhammad's name. That don't mean you're following him. What is your reason for mentioning his name? But now they reveal that they want to be laid back imam. They don't want to be like the imam they come up under that were firing, always teaching, always trying to bring the people to Allah. I said, there it is right there. See, when you go to talking so much, you expose yourself. If you're not following the light, you expose yourself. And that was a big exposure right there. And my wife just said, babe, did you hear that? I said, babe, I heard it. She said, that's why we ain't got nothing going over there. That's why you ain't got nothing going on. And when you look at 85% of 100, that's a whole lot of people. That's a whole lot of numbers, 85, and you ain't got but 15% left. That's something. But now we get a little bit every day, every week, every month, every year, we get a little bit more understanding why things went the way it went. You didn't appreciate Imam Muhammad. You didn't appreciate what he brought us into. You didn't appreciate him loving us and sharing his life with us as long as he was on this planet. And although imams he knew, when he went around, he knew they didn't like care for him, he was still getting him more knowledge. He wasn't selfish. That's what Prophet Muhammad would do. So now we got some things in the fire that we're working on. And all we got to do is be patient like Allah told us, patience, perseverance, and prayer. And that's what we're practicing. Allah said in the Quran, we're following that. After that, Allah will reward us with what we're striving for. And when he rewards us what we're striving for, I'm going to make an announcement. We all in a race to all good now, so you might as well bring it. Because we don't want to be slacking at all. We're not slacking now. We're moving. So I'm going to kind of pause right here. Get somebody else kind of come in. I'm still waiting. My big brother Sujah is still here. Brother Akbar, Zayed, we're still here. But then I'm trying to yield a little bit. Let somebody else come in because we can always come back, inshallah. But just let that marinate on your mind, what I just told you. I came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Assalam. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim, for sharing all of the good information with us. You and Brother Sujah. So is anybody who wants to share or ask about a question that someone said? Because we have to see ourselves. We are on an island. And nobody loves us. And that's why we are demanded to love and respect each other and be good neighbors. Because God said he only made people that was good. And they themselves turned the wrong way. They themselves choose the ugly over the beauty. That's a choice he gave them. He gave them a choice. He gave all of us a choice. Well, we can choose an apple, an orange, a pear, a banana, a watermelon. We had those choices. But the choice of what is good for us and good that we need, these people want to take that away. They take that away every time they grow watermelon without any seeds in them. Bananas without any real banana in it. And this is what Satan is doing, all the fish. How can your body fight off, build up a strong a immune system when the food itself you're putting in your body is no good? And they know it. They know the food ain't no good. If it wasn't good, why do they got a health food store inside the grocery stores that we eat from? Because the food ain't no good unless this look good and you got to spice it up to make it taste good, but it still has no nutrition in that food for your body. And they know it. So Elijah told us that if the way they want to slow you down is through your stomach. The army runs on the food that it eats. It don't eat the army it do. And they know that. They know if we're going to have healthy bodies and healthy minds, we got to eat the right food. And that's why Elijah say eat to live. Not just live to eat, but eat to live. Because if you just eat this garbage now, you just eating to live. You're not living to eat, to grow, to advance yourself. They know where the power is. The power is in you eating the right food, doing the right thing, getting married, loving your family, loving your children. Hell, they don't show you no movies on that to make you. They showing you the children of the vampire, the children of the werewolf. You may have broke all the meaning down to us. Anytime our children go to one school, doesn't go to the other one, and then they always fighting each other, talking about they this and that. They ain't nothing but sucking each other blood, pulling each other down. To the college and the school. They're not bringing us together. And then they tell us that lie that they overseas fighting for our freedom. And we got Negroes repeat that. We done fought in every war that they started, from the Civil War to World War One, Two, and the war that we got going on in the street. We are fighting in every war they started, and we don't own nothing. We have nothing to show for it. We have no, the institution that they gave us, they control them. They control Morehouse and Prairie View and Southern and all the grammar, all these colleges, they control them. They put the curriculum in those schools. And now they're taking them out. They don't want you to know nothing about your history. Walls Creek. All the great achievements that you built. You made the Coca-Cola, but you own no Coca-Cola factory. You own nothing. You only own a football team, a basketball team, but you love sports that they gave you. And some of us don't think that we don't end up as sports on the first team that we ain't did nothing in our life. Or we ain't snooking all dog, singing all that filthy music, keeping our young people mind in the junkyard. Snooking dog got a nice house and nothing wrong with that. Got 13 cars, 15 cars. If you don't see nothing wrong with that, then ain't nothing wrong with that. But for Snoop Dogg to say he represents Islam, he's a Muslim when he's around Farrakhan, to say he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim going to jail with a kufi on. He's a Muslim then. Is to disrepresent this community. And we should be telling him that the end is, when the end is over with, whatever he has done in this world, he take it with them. He can't take them cars with him. He can't take them all them houses that he owned with him. He takes how he lived his life up on this earth. And he let the devil control his life more than God, then guess what he gonna get? He won't be guessing on that day. When that death angel come and snatch out his soul, it gonna be a surety what he gonna get. So we wanna save everybody. If we can, we would love to save Donald Trump. But we can't save no ignorant man who think he's God, think his world, this world belongs to him. He can manipulate and trick and take him from people all over the world and make people look up to him. And he can break the law and nothing be done to him. Huh? Take over the Capitol, tear it up, and nobody feel like they should take him and put him in jail. Then all the people that helped tear up the Capitol rushed and tore the windows up, killed people. Those people get a slap on the hand 6 months, 5 months. They give you more than that for a parking ticket. So that's a slap on the hand. It ain't nothing. But they do it right in our face. And like the scripture says, Satan is not hidden. He's an open enemy to us. Huh? His
That's
little
right.
soul is not hidden. His drug dealing is all out there. All we got to do is drive down the street. So his evil ain't going nowhere. Bill Stowe. What is a Bill Stowe? Another Stowe to get you off your course. The beer is not only in the liquor store, it's in the grocery store, in the gas station, all these places where you can buy something to destroy yourself. If that won't destroy you, then get some blunt. They got blunts lined up in all of the gas stations. Blunt. Who buying no blunt? Who bringing the reefer for the blunts to be called blunt? We ain't doing it. So everything is out there hunting us. And they hunting our children. And they guys that's getting us like they used to get us and telling us that we doing our own thing. They used to get us by saying, you're your own man. It's your thing, baby, do whatever you want to. They had us. Huh? We were disrespected. We disrespect our women. We disrespect our mothers. Now we and some of us didn't disrespect our mothers because we know better than stuff like that. Our conscience was too weighted down on what God gonna do to us, so we didn't disrespect our mother and father. We went outside the house. We played that game on the outside. We didn't play it. We came home. We had like lambs. So we thank Allah for this lifeline where we can discuss what we have done, what we need to do, and all the blessing He gave us from Adam all the way to Imam Washington Muhammad. Well, He blessed us to see ourselves as human beings. We don't see no man no better than us. I don't care how light he is. If he's trying to say lie, he lie, he's a law. There's only one God, like you said, brother. He Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. He asked the believers when they went to other parts of the country, what did you tell them? He told him, said, lie, he lie, had Allah Muhammad. He said, no, don't tell him that. Said, lie, he lie, had, said, lie. There's no God but Allah. And then they will figure out the rest. They will figure out that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final prophet. Huh? We're here to tell you, love Jesus, but we're not going to worship. We said, lie. Jesus said, lie. There ain't no God but one God. He prayed to one God. He said, watch me as I pray. And me, anyone you want to call me good, ain't none of you no good. Ain't but one good, and that's the one who created us. That's what Jesus
That's right.
said. But they don't want to say
That's
that.
Right.
They don't want to bring that up. They were to fight you. They were to call you all kind of names and hypocrites and paint you as one of the worstest persons in the world and tell the people that you believe in one God. They got people thinking how much you worship a man, and we don't have no man on our wall. They got a man on their wall, but they put that lie on us, and now people can see us because they say, y'all worship that man. Y'all cut a man's head off. And they was killing each other for this, looking at each other too hard, stealing from each other, gambling, selling cone, looking everything else to each other. And when one of us tried to get up and get out of the situation, make it better for all of us, we had people like us pull that person down, talking about him behind his back. Oh, he ain't no good. He cheated on his wife. He's still. I don't trust that nigga. That's the language they gave us to use on each other. So we're working to correct that tonight. That's what it blocked off radio stations. That's what it means to remove all racial image, remove that hatred out of us that was planted up by, but not by a God-seeking person, but by an evil-minded, wicked person who needed somebody to walk on, and they walked on us. They choose us to be the flow mat of this country. Walked on us.
That's right.
Every war they started, fighting on the front line, fighting for their rights. And then when we get back here, we had to fight them all over again. And then talking about civil rights. Hell with some civil rights. We'll fight for human rights. Well, God has the
that's right.
God has given us. And that's human rights. The dog got
right.
civil rights. They ain't going to throw no dog on the ground, throw no dog in no police car, and shoot no dog with no electric gun. They only gonna, they only have done that to us. And our children and our women. Not only killing men, they're killing women too. Huh? And they'll kill anybody that will stand up with us. They'll kill them too. Hmm? They killed Jim Brown, Joe Brown, killed Mr. Brown and his sons. Because they seen what they were lying. And they went out to slay the slave masters and they killed them. And the people that snitched on them got them killed. African, they hung them, black ink, so-called white, too. Hmm? We got, that's why I don't call them white no more. Ain't no white person never killed no black man because God ain't made neither. God said he made us human beings. And when we start acting like that, then we see the world that God created. But long we act like some colors and their color been put up at the top of the line. White, pure. And the Bible says that if you do right, God wipe your soul white as snow, not your skin color. So we ain't seen nobody walking down the street with no white snow skin color because God didn't make them. And black as the tar on the tires out there on the car. We ain't seen nobody that black. So we here to straighten this mess out. God chose, he know who to choose. I believe he chose us. If he hadn't chose us, we wouldn't have this show. And the people would start calling in, and the people hearing us, and we know that they got their own clique all around this country, and they click, they tell what's going on, and I'm sure they missing what we're doing here tonight. So let me bring my brother back up, Brother Sujah Muhammad. May Allah continue to bless us all while we're here. And I'm afraid that my brother Sujah get well, and my brother Ibrahim, he also got a cold. As long as I got one too. So we all sick, so we all feel know what it is to be sick. But we pray that Allah keep us well, keep us here another 40, 50 years so we can see the results of this good work that we're trying to keep going here in the world of America and throughout the world. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah back up. He always got something to say along with Brother Ibrahim. We're here because we love you. This love talk, we can talk like this. We ain't bragging. We ain't get like Brother say. Sujah always said, we ain't nobody pay us nothing. Huh? A lot of times we rather stay at home and hide, but Allah would not allow us to do that. Allah will always matter. Get on, get out there and tell these people this truth that you done learned from this Quran. Tell the people the truth about removing all race limits for the, our grandchildren can have a place in this world to live in. Well, what kind of world we going to have to live in? And we got to leave in the world with all these evil-minded, twisted-minded people that we see every day. We go into any store, any grocery store, go to any Walmart, you see all these weird-looking people that you think might came off the moon somewhere, there was a moon somewhere, and they got here. You believe some of them people are part of that ship that got off the to America and often got on because the way they're dressing and the way they're talking and the way they're looking is 100% unnatural. And we can't live like that. So I want to bring Brother Sujah up to carry this conversation on. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
I feel real good. I'm going to open up again with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness in the one God, and I testify and bear witness, recognizing God's service, you know, Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Noah, Abraham, all these, Moses, all these great men was human beings like you and I that ate food. Walked the street, did the same thing, we did the same thing.
Baby, I got let somebody in.
Again.
Yeah. F right there.
We don't want to put these great men out of our reach. This is one of this is another one of the tricks that they are using. They are putting Christ Jesus out of our reach. They're putting Prophet Muhammad out of our reach. Moses, Abraham, all of them. You know, we can't be, we're not supermen. You know, we're human beings. You know, just like Agba said, you know, what we want is human right. You know, that's what we want. So we're human beings. We believe that's one of the things that they aiming at and taking that out of the society. So we know as believers that we got to put it back into the society. You see, we got to put human back into the society.
That's right.
They know what they're doing, brothers and sisters. You know, as long as we are in this dependent situation, where we can't make decisions, you know, where we got to wait on them for everything, you know, we give a real tools. We are at their service for the law that they got that governs this here society. The law that they got governing this society is racist law. And we see that since they got television, we see that all over the world. We see these things happening every day. And we see the wealth that these people have, brothers and sisters. Since we have the television, we see the wealth that they have. We see how they come into countries and rob those countries and leave the countries poor. Shantytown, the people living in shacks. The people don't have electricity, water. They don't have nothing organized because they rob the minerals that God left for those peoples in their city or in their country or town. They go in and get all the oil. All the metals that is good and you can use to make different things. They go in and strip it. They mess up the land by sending in these big machines. They buy acres and acres of land. They come in and take the acres and acres of land and build big orchards. And they plant grapes. Out of thousands and thousands of land that they done tilled and got ready, they plant nothing but grapes. And they use those grapes to make wine, alcohol. Then they make alcohol popular. Anytime they have, like on television, anytime you wake up, you drink alcohol. Anytime you have dinner, you drink an alcohol. Anytime you're celebrating something, you're clicking your glass with alcohol. No reason we sit. Because they're not allowing us to plant the good food because they've taken all the land. They go into these countries and control all this land. They control the police department. They control the department that governs the law and establish the law in those countries. Because they're afraid of America. America will drop a bomb on you. Yeah. America will drop a bomb on you. Drop the bomb on Hiroshima. And a few weeks later, they drop another bomb. They got the, these people, don't have no type of a feeling.
Go ahead, man.
You know, how could you, how could you plant food and raise crops and do these things that you need to do in order to establish your country, establish your city, when these people come in and take control over it?
Devil.
That's what we're dealing with.
Go ahead.
That's what we're dealing with. And they don't have no problem in disrespecting African Americans. They have no problem. You know, they know that after the children get out of high school that they should be training to establish businesses. They know that. That's what their children do. When their children go to college, they come out talking about controlling business. Mm-hmm. We go to school, we don't have nothing to control. We looking for a job. That's a shame. So only thing we understand, brothers and sisters, we got a program called BUII. Believe in uniting in industry. We are coming together, brothers and sisters. And establishing, working on things that we know is beneficial. We're not just working on something that don't produce nothing. When the day is over with, when the money is over with, you didn't produce nothing. You're still in the same situation that you were in before you did it. I remember Malcolm said, land is the basis of all independence.
That's right.
That was profound to me, boy. Land is the basis for all independence.
That's right.
So if we want to be independent, we got to get some land. We can grow food. We can raise crops. We can build homes. Football field, basketball field, all this with land. These people know what's going on. You know, the Army Elijah Muhammad was hidden. Say, Army Elijah Muhammad asked for one of the cities of the town. You know, let us have that. We don't want nothing from you. Let us have that and tell us to lose. We'll go for it ourselves. Army Elijah Muhammad. Third grade education. Yes, sir. Marcus Garvey did the same thing. Had millions of followers. Mark, did you know that? Marcus Garvey had millions of followers. And they scheme against him, the FBI, and all of them. Oh, brother and sister, let me, I'm telling you, when you get to thinking and a lot get to showing you things, time to zip by. So I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace and turn it back over to you all. I shall have an answer.
Well, they got slammed, Brother Muhammad. I mean.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got slammed.
As-salamu alaykum. How y'all doing? Alhamdulillah. I hear you preaching and teaching real good. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to report on, like, on the business side. You know, out here in California, I don't know, it may be all over, but out here in California, alhamdulillah, Larkba, they tell the people on the news, they say, well, the regular mask that y'all have out here is not sufficient, and you're going to have this N95, what they call the N95 mask.
Yep, yep.
Praise be to Allah. And
you know why though? Them Jews is one to making the one you want. They're talking about. They the one got the pattern for that.
You know, as
okay.
Another you can
okay.
get to. I mean, my wife got some from Wish. Wrong Wish. Wish got them.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
You order them by the pack. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I got some on sitting on my table mm-hmm. right now.
Long way, bro.
Okay, those are the N95 or the KN95, right?
Yeah, I think they got both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. Well, here's the thing. I said, well, you know, I had made up in my mind that I was going to hang with this mass program, this mass, you know, with these masks.
Oh,
try
yeah.
To just
stay
hang
on it,
there. You know, like thinking that it's going to be here at least another, you know, year or so. So what I did was I was at the post office. And I sold out all except for one of the black, of the regular black masks, you know.
Yeah.
So I went downtown, Los Angeles. I'll tell you, boy, Los Angeles, they got everything. I don't see, you know, that's, you know, the business section or the Chinese business section down there is actually Skid Row. It's Skid Row, like Fifth Street down there, Fifth Street, Los Angeles. You know, they have all the brothers and sisters all out there sleeping on the sidewalk, and they just be walking around just all just loaded
yeah.
and just really just in the streets, and they sweeping all this. Just, and it's been like that for years, Skid Row. So anyway, I went down there, and I just started asking people, where can I get this N95, KN95? And yeah. Some guy, I think, I don't know if he was a Mexican or a K, he said, go over there on Winston Street, on the right side. So I went over there on Winston Street, and I started asking, where can I get this, K95 wholesale? And so little Chinaman said, I got it. I can sell you 100 pieces, a case of 100 pieces for $2 a piece. I said, you $200? Yeah, I can sell you 100. So in this pack that I got, case, is 10 K95 masks in there that I paid $2 for. Now, I could get greedy and say, well, you know, go out to the streets and just say, well, $10, you know, because the people that – I've been asking all these African-Americans, where y'all get them K95? I ordered from Amazon. They say, I ordered from Amazon. And so I bought a case of 100 and for $2 each. So a case cost me $200, and I'm just out here having fun because it's – you know, the African-Americans are rushing these masks. because the media, the government told them that this is the one you got to have. That other mask is not sufficient no more to fight this Omicron. So
you finna make some money.
yes, bro. You know what I mean? The media, and I would say, oh God, oh yeah, they're on radio, the TV, they're telling everybody that the regular masks ain't sufficient no more to fight this Omicron. And brother, the little Chinaman down there, because I'm gonna say, even if you have to go to China, ain't that part of the teaching? He says, go, travel, whatever, even if you got to go to China, you know what I mean? Go down there looking for whatever you need. So I didn't go to China, but I went to Chinatown. And brother, Allah blessed me. He blessed me, bro. I got a case here, man, and I'm getting tired of sticking this money in my pocket. all praises be to Allah, brother. I'm having a good time out here. You know what I mean? Because it's always good when you got money coming in and you know you're doing the right thing. You're doing what Allah says. Because Allah says, seek to hereafter, but don't forget your share this dunya. Y'all praises me to Allah. So y'all need to get with me and keep studying this mass market. And I'm in touch with these Chinamen, these Chinamen down here in Los Angeles. And I could either put y'all in touch with these Chinamen, and you know they ship it that way, or I could ship it. However, but this N95, this is the one they say they gotta have. So we got it now. This is the one they say we gotta have. We got it now. Praise be to Allah.
I think we need to get a couple of cases.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, me and Sue John, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. Well, this is the business hour because, you know, the second half of the message concerned is dedicated to business. And so I just had to share that with y'all. And Allah's my witness. This is just how it went down. So, alhamdulillah. So it's about that time. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you for the information. We can use it. We're going to use it, inshallah. So let me get ready to get Ibrahim closed in prayer, but let me make this announcement. Like you said, business. I'm making this announcement to all my Caucasian brothers. and African American brothers, we have a calendar here, and we like to say we wish that one of our Caucasian brothers or people reached by 100 from us, 200, and from us they're $10 a piece or better, and I'd like to give you our zip code. Our zip code is, our post office box is 2853 Calendar Road, Post Office Box 370107. Post Office Box 370107. You can send that money to the BUII account. And this would help us get independent of owning our own land. And we said we take this land and we can't do nothing with it, and we know we can to make the world a better world, then we respect for you to come and cut our heads off. But we expect that we can do this, and we just need some help because we so far behind. And if you help us, alhamdulillah. If you don't help us, still alhamdulillah. We still going to do it. So I'm going to get my brother to close out. Brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim, will you close out for us? Thank you so much. And love all of you. Let us all stay well and stay on top of our lives. Aysalam.
Well, I'm Allah. And we stand up for you taking this message to the world like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. We ask you, Allah, to be our eyes that we see with, our ears we hear with, our mouth we speak with, our feet that we walk with, our arm that we lay hold with, Allah. We want you to walk with us, Lord. Our Lord, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence, grant us mercy. Amen.
Thank you. May Allah bless us. We'll be back tomorrow. We hope to bring someone back to hear all this blessed message that we have, that will resurrect and save the world. And that's the only reason we're here, because we love the human family. We are all God's creation, because we all come from Adam, and we are trying to correct those who want to be corrected. Thank you so much. Thank both of you. Thank the sisters. And their sisters will be back tomorrow, and we'll be with them, inshallah. Thank you, brothers. May Allah bless us all with a great night. As-salamu alaykum. Keep up your prayers, inshallah. Waqbar.
Suja, still with us?
Yes, he is. Suja?
Okay, we'll talk about tomorrow. I just wanted to bring up that we always in agreement to move in our meeting, BUII meeting, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to 9 o'clock. And so we're always in agreement so far. So everybody got
that? You there, Suja?
All right.
Suja,
yeah, you there?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm
doing love.
It's a
dumb deal.
Okay.
Tell Sister Diane, let her know. See, after we come up that lifeline sometime at 8 o'clock, we got a whole hour to sit back, get a cup of coffee, get our thoughts together before we come on our meeting at BUII.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gone. As-salamu alaykum.
Me too. Well, like, as-salam. Talk to you a little later. I'll call you in a few minutes. As-salam
alaykum. All right, bro. I got you. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you. start saying yes, ma'am, and I'm like,